qualification. Today is the final day of the 2022 high school gridiron campaign. Today from Hutchinson, Kansas, one team is trying to win a 51st consecutive game and clinch a fourth straight state championship. The other team is making their first state tournament appearance since 2015 and looking for their fourth state title overall and their initial one since 2012. Most look at it like an uneven matchup. It's the 12-0 Andale Indians, winners of 50 straight, taking on the Holton Wildcats, who are 11-1 with 11 consecutive wins. For the runners-up in the Big 7 League, and Holton tries to pull off the upset here in the 3A state title game today. Welcome to our broadcast with studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking and Jake Spalding. Also on the crew today is Tyler Catherins and Ethan Will. We're at Gowans Stadium here at Hutchinson Community College, and it's Holton and Andale meeting for the fourth time in their program history. And while it's Andale that's the favorites today with their 50-game winning streak, it's Holton that has the 3-0 record against the Indians in this matchup, but no meeting since 2013. Holton has won 11 straight since the season opening loss to Big 7 foe Nemaha Central in a back-and-forth game 35-28 in Week 1. Nemaha Central, of course, also from the Big 7 and also playing in the state championship today, Class 2A. They're taking on the Kingman Eagles on our sister station 92.1 KMZA. Here on 103.9 KMZA and online at mscsports.net, we've got Holton and Andale. Tank, no doubt, Andale considered a heavy favorite by the majority of folks in the Sunflower State, but a Holton Wildcat team that we're covering that comes in, I think, with some pretty good confidence, a team similar to Andale, and certainly a team that will not just be rolled over on and hopefully has some counter punches and a lot of fight here in this championship battle against the Indians today.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Andale is a great team, a great program, great tradition, tremendous winning streak, the fifth longest winning streak in state history, the second longest active winning streak in the whole country. But Holton's a pretty good football team, too, and is also playing really good football at the right time of the year. And don't think that they come into this game feeling like they don't have a shot. Definitely an underdog. I think they know that. It'll be interesting to see how they relish that underdog role and how they play as they start off here in the first quarter. They've got to come out quick. Can't get down early against this Andale team. It's a team that if they get up on you, things will roll in a bad way in a hurry on Holton. But if you play them tight, this isn't a team that's had to play in the fourth quarter too much this year.
Teams that have been pretty dominant this season. We look at Andale averaging 55 points per game and allowing less than 6 points per contest. Andale starters really haven't had to play into the second half of hardly any of their games this season. In fact, one of their wins was by a score of 108-0. That was in Week 5 against Nickerson, and they've shut out two of their three playoff opponents in Rock Creek and Clay Center the last 2 weeks. Andale has not played a game closer than 32 points this season to get to their 12-0 mark. Today, they're trying to win a state title for the seventh time in school history. It's just the eighth state championship game appearance for the Andale Indians. The Holton Wildcats offense, pretty prolific themselves. A Holton offense that is averaging 416 yards per game, 383 on the ground, and Holton scoring more than 45 points per game this season. Holton has pitched just one shutout this season, but the Wildcats also have kind of been on cruise control. Their closest game was 20 points. That was a few weeks ago against Girard. Last week they beat Hayden for the second time this season in sub-state, a 48-17 victory to punch their ticket to the state title game today. So both offense is pretty good. The defense for Andale has been a little bit better, at least statistically wise, than the Wildcats. But one thing I think Holton has as a feather in their cap tank is that a Holton team that's been pretty well battle-tested through the Big 7 League, a team that is finally healthy after all the injuries that they've had to battle through this season, and a team that certainly is playing without much pressure here today is Holton, the underdogs in this matchup.
Yeah, a team that's battle-tested. You said it. I mean, you're talking about a Holton team that lost to Nemaha Central in Week 1, as you said, and that's a team playing in the state championship game. Defeated Hayden twice, beat a Rossville team, went on the road to beat Girard, a team that definitely had a bullseye on Holton all season and was able to go down to Girard and take care of them as well. And also, I think, a team that has played really well on turf. maybe their best games have been on turf this season, as they looked really good at Rossville and looked really good down at Girard as well, and obviously a turf surface here today in Hutch.
Well, speaking of the surface, let's bring in the third member of our broadcast crew today. That is Jake Spaulding, who will be patrolling the sidelines for us today, giving us reports from the field. And, Jake, so far the best news is it's not raining, because that's what the forecast has said the last few days.
Yeah, that's on its way. Check in.
Well, having a little bit of trouble there. Jake breaking in and out. We'll try to get that secured here before kickoff, as we did all the pregame testing. It all sounded beautifully, but we'll try to get it figured out here. Jake, maybe you want to try again.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
You want to try it again right now?
Yep, go.
Okay, I mean, you know what? Technicalities, right? Technical issues, it happens.
Get them out of the way now. We're good to go for the game.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, what I was saying, guys, was the fact that the rain is going to come in about 1:30 if radar should hold up, and that's going to continue on throughout the rest of this ball game. Should radar hold true, what does that mean? That means on turf, it's going to be a little bit slippery. But this is something where the wind really isn't a factor right now. You know, it's 42 degrees down here on the field. It doesn't feel cold, but that rain starts coming down. You're going to get some kids that are going to be getting a little bit slippery. You're going to have some cold elements as well. But I think, you know, as you guys look down from up there in your nice, cozy, warm booth, you look across the field, look behind me as well. I think right now what you're seeing filling into this stadium is a very packed blue side. And I think no matter the elements, this Holton team and their fans, they're here for a championship game.
Well, they certainly arrived early. In fact, we did a tailgate show in the parking lot with all the fans earlier today on the Holton Channel. So it's a team that certainly believes, and a fan base that has been itching to get back to a title game, as we've talked about, for the first time in 7 years. And certainly a senior class that we'll talk about a lot today, that includes 15 different individuals, and a senior class that has provided great leadership and played a lot of football together for a lot of years. And pretty cool to see them have this opportunity, and Holton fans hoping that they can make the most of it here today.
Yeah, it's been a fun day so far, and going to be memories for a lifetime for sure. For the kids, the parents especially, for the students that made the trip, and for the community. And yeah, you talk about the senior class. This is a senior class with high expectations from a very young age. And how cool is it that they've fulfilled those expectations to come to Hutch to play on the biggest stage as seniors? And I said it during the tailgate, though, I don't think this team is content with just getting here. And I think that's a huge reason why they can be a part of this football game. If you're content getting here, then that's all you're going to get, is you're going to get here, and you're not going to do anything once you do. But I think this is a team that has bigger aspirations than just being on the turf playing against Andale. It's a team that certainly thinks that they can play with this Andale squad.
Two teams that have been ranked all season. Andale's been number one from start to finish as the three-time defending 3A state champs. We will talk to Andale head coach Dylan Schmidt, who is a whopping 73-2, his record in six seasons at his alma mater in Andale. And we'll also visit with Holton Wildcat head man Brooks Barta, who's in his 27th season, and he's had Holton in the playoffs for the last 25 of those. Coach Barta's won 257 games at Holton, and 58 of those games coming in the postseason, looking for another postseason win and a state championship here today. So it'll be Dylan Schmidt and Brooks Barta. Our pregame coaches interviews are coming up next here on the pregame show, as we continue live from Hutchinson in the 3A state championship on FM 103.9 KNZA and live online at mscsports.net.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have, too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays, and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food and all your friends are here.
Welcome back to Hutchinson, getting set for the 3A State Football Championship game between Andale and Holton. And we're joined by Andale head coach Dylan Schmidt. And, Coach, I'm going to start out by guessing that winning never gets old. The winning streak now 50 and having another undefeated season. But I would imagine you've enjoyed each and every game and win this year. Congratulations, and it's got to feel great to have the program where you have it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. You know, no doubt it never gets old. You try to enjoy them all and, you know, and hope your kids do. And, you know, it's just such a fine line between enjoying the Friday night and then obviously knowing that you got to get ready for the next week. And so I think as time goes on or when the season's over, usually you're able to reflect and kind of appreciate it a little bit more. I mean, it's the nature of the beast as coaches and competitors and athletes and all that. You're always kind of focused on what's next. And I think there's good things about that. At the same time, it's sometimes hard to enjoy as much as probably you should. So overall, though, it's been a very enjoyable run and a very enjoyable season.
Coach Dylan Schmidt at Andale, 73-2 as a head coach at the alma mater. Let's talk about this year's team. I know 13 seniors that you're pretty proud of, despite being a little bit smaller of a senior class. But the seniors and just the team in general, I guess, what makes this club unique or so special here for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of talented athletes in the senior class. You mentioned it, not big numbers, but, you know, all of them can play, and we use a lot of them, and, you know, just some special things in the senior class, and then across the board. I mean, not just seniors, but, you know, Riley Marks obviously is four-time state champ, twice in the jab, twice in the discus, and you got Jack Krause, 60-foot shot put thrower. You know, Riley's done really well in wrestling. We got a number of kids on there that have done really well with wrestling, and you know, last year, a basketball team plays in the state championship and gets beat by Miege there. You know, Gage Crosser, a kid for us, breaks the school record last year in the 400. So you go across the board, and, you know, it's just some impressive performances, not only in football, but obviously in other sports, like I mentioned. And so that's fun to be around, you know, those type of things and those type of athletes. But above that, I mean, obviously, it's just mentally, you know, what kind of athletes are they? You know, how are they to work with? And for the most part, I've just been pleased with their dedication and, you know, their commitment level. Our summer is the best summer we've had since I've been there with attendance. And so when you're doing all those things the right way and you're talented, then you get kind of the product that we've had. And so I'm proud of our kids and obviously proud of our coaching staff, too. They work very hard.
No doubt. It's kind of just a winning culture, it sounds like, and certainly confidence breeds confidence. Let's turn our attention towards today's game against Holton, a team that I don't think you faced as a head coach in your 6 years there against Andale or with Andale, but is Holton different than teams that you've played this year, the last couple of years? I guess, what are the biggest challenges, or is there anything that makes them a different challenge for you here today?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're different. I mean, it's kind of like a mirror image a little bit, looking at ourselves. I mean, I just think they're very good fundamentally. Obviously, a really talented backfield, and then up front, really good too, so... You know, played him, I think, in 2013 there, and you're right, I was an assistant on that staff. But what was that, 9 years ago? So it's been a long time since we've played him. But, you know, it's impressive, the system that they run, and I think, what, 30 pass attempts on the year. We play teams that throw it 30 times in a game.
Right.
So that's neat to see a team that can do that and be that committed to what they do and be that disciplined. Obviously, you know, when you look across the board, just personnel-wise, really talented athletes, a lot like us. I mean, they kind of fit the mold, size and speed, and they're state championship-type kids, and they are. So it should be a heck of a battle, and just a lot of respect for everything that goes on there at Holton, and should be a good game.
So because of the similarities in style and schemes and matchup and stuff like that, what do you feel like are kind of the biggest keys or things that your team will need to do well to get the win here today?
Yeah, you know, we've done a good job taking care of the football and creating takeaways. You would anticipate that it's going to be a game with limited possessions. So anytime you can steal a few, that's obviously, you know, benefits you. You know, the other thing is field position. You know, the shorter fields matter. You know, they're a four-down type team, so are we. And, you know, you feel better about fourth and three, you know, on the 50-yard line versus fourth and three on your own 20 or whatever it may be. So field position, turnover battle, you know, I think a lot of the other things, you know, just being able to limit mistakes, you know, whether that be execution-wise on our part or penalties. So obviously if we're able to do those things, I like our chances.
Should be a fun game. Coach, again, congratulations on a great season and a remarkable run. I know you'd love to send these seniors out with a 51-0 record. That's pretty unprecedented and quite an accomplishment for any class and program. So congrats. Best of luck today. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Roy, appreciate you having me on.
Dylan Schmidt, head coach of the Andale Indians. Our pregame show will continue after this here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Hutchinson. It's the 3A State Championship Day, and the Holton Wildcats set to take on Andale. We're joined by Holton head coach Brooks Barta. His team is back here in the state title game. And, Coach, before we preview that and talk Andale and such, I want to quickly just kind of go back to last week's win against Hayden in sub-state. Definitely a tell of two halves. Again, your team was pretty unstoppable on offense. You win the game 48-17, but actually trailed 17-14 at halftime. What adjustments, I guess, what were the keys in kind of getting back on track, turning things around, especially for your defense in the second half last week?
Well, there were a couple small things we weren't getting done defensively very well and had to adjust those. And I think part of our problem was that Hayden, you know, of course, gets a big play out of the gate. We just totally blow coverage we'd worked on all week. And then they kind of grind it out and run the clock and hold on to the ball and shorten the first half, I think, was probably the biggest thing they did. And they did that well. And, you know, so once we make a couple adjustments on defense and take away their buck sweep was probably the main thing. And then defensively, they did some things that we hadn't seen, and we had to come out and run a little more option and hit a couple passes to take some of the things that they were giving up to take away the other parts of our offense. Once we got that done, it seemed like things went, I can't believe how smooth they went the second half, actually.
You bet, and a great accomplishment, of course, to get back to state. It had been a little while, and especially for this senior class and just the leadership and how far this team has come. How's it been getting to practice again during Thanksgiving this week and just remembering the routine and how much fun it is to prepare for a state championship game?
Well, I think our kids have responded really well, and it's been a while for us, and a lot of people haven't been through this, so we had the dads at practice for a short practice Thursday afternoon, and I know they enjoy that. There's a lot of, you know, chest puffed up and excited and proud of what their kids have accomplished, so it really has been a fun week so far.
Had a kid's opportunity to go through the school, I know, before it was dismissed on Tuesday, and certainly have, you know, I think connected with the community. This team has a lot of supporters and a group of guys that have played football together for a lot of years. How special is it, and how much maybe of a relief is it? Not that they're content or done, but does the pressure kind of come off them a little bit now that you've made it here to the state tournament going up against what most would consider kind of a Goliath now here this week?
Well, I think the way most people feel is we don't have much of a chance, so I don't think there's really any pressure on us. I think when we watch film and prepare, we feel like we have a really good chance, and I think it's really an even matchup, and we're focused on being the team that doesn't take a play off and doesn't make a mistake and just plays to the best of our ability every play, and I think that gives us a real chance. And, you know, credit to the kids. I asked them to make some changes in the way they approach things. Last spring even, and through summer and through the fall, and it hasn't always been easy, and it hasn't always been exciting, but they have made those changes, and I believe that's the reason we're playing in the championship, especially after the first half the other night.
Holton coach Brooks Barta joining us. Their game against Andale here for the championship today. Well documented, Andale has obviously been on quite a tear the last few seasons and this year. So as you've watched and prepared your team to face them, what makes them so good? What are the biggest challenges in facing this Andale team?
Well, they have a real similar philosophy to what we do. Offensively, they're a ball control, run the ball, be physical, wear people down. And I think we're probably the first team that they've played for quite a while that is the same kind of team, and I think that gives them some problems. And Defensively, a lot of people feel like this is the best defense they've ever had, and they're very athletic. They're very aggressive. We're going to have to, you know, grind out some first downs, and we're probably going to have to make some big plays as they're very aggressive on the line of scrimmage.
Getting to return to Hutchinson to play this game, and I say return, I guess. It's a little bit different of an experience, but how do you, I guess, try to help your team be mentally ready from the opening kick? Because it's a game, as you mentioned, that, you know, you can't afford any errors. You got to be sharp and crisp throughout every single minute. Obviously a big stage and a different kind of atmosphere and opportunity, but how do you get your team to play the best and not be, I guess, too over-amped for a game like this?
Well, I think you play the game during the week. I think what you do during the week makes all the difference. And if you're comfortable with what you're doing, you can stop and focus and play and react the way you're supposed been taught to react all week. So it will be a big environment, but it's not much different than some of the other environments that we've played in. It's just, if it is exciting, but I think they'll buckle down and lose themselves to the game and have a good time.
You feel like the team is confident, believes in themselves going into this matchup? Is the mental part of it half the battle and hopefully getting off to a strong start to where that confidence can grow even more?
I feel like we're confident. I think everything we've shown them, I think we have developed a plan that gives them some trouble that other people haven't done. And we've been very good offensively, and statistically we haven't done anything different than they've done in the playoffs. I think people like to blow up everything that they've accomplished, but I'm not so sure we haven't played a better schedule and reacted the same way they have throughout the playoffs.
Final thought before we get set here towards kickoff today with Holton and Andale. Coach, just wanted to ask you as far as what a state championship would mean to be able to win one for Holton, to be able to have this senior class be able to fulfill that dream. How special, I guess, of an opportunity is here in front of us here today?
Well, we've had a lot of teams have this opportunity and have a lot of success, and our focus really is to be the very best team. We're at the peak of where we're supposed to be, and we want to perform at our highest level, and if they do that, we're certainly going to be happy with what they've accomplished. But this game is about them. This is the work that they've put in, and this is their opportunity, and we just want to see them perform at their highest level, and we've told them we believe if they play at their highest level, they have a really good chance of winning this football game.
Should be a fun one, Coach. Congratulations on getting back to the state championship. Go get a win today.
Thank you.
Holton head man Brooks Barta on our pregame show. We'll take a timeout and return to Hutch as we get set for the 3A state championship here on FM 103.9 KNZA and online at mscsports.net.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is: don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to Gallen Stadium, Hutchinson, Kansas. It's the 3A State Football Championship game with studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking, Jake Spaulding, and our Holton Channel crew of Kyler Catherines and Ethan Will, as it will be a replay on the Holton Channel in the future, but live audio today here on your local sports authority and online at mscsports.net. 11-1 Holton against 12-0 Andale. This is an Andale team that is filled with athletes. a team that, much like Holton, likes to run the football, likes to really ground and pound and play some smash-mouth football, a team that wants to move very quick on the offensive side. We briefly kind of talked about the two teams before the coach interviews, Tank, but let's talk about today's game specifically, the matchup, and maybe the keys to this game if Holton's going to hang around, extend it into the second half, and hopefully have a chance late.
Yeah, I think I'm watching today big plays. I think that big plays are going to be a big story today. Holton's going to need some big plays. This is a really good Andale defense, and it's going to be very difficult to get 4 and 5 yards at a time against them. But if you can bust some big plays, get your speed out into space, and see if you can, you know, put a couple touchdowns on the board with some long runs, that goes a long way. On the flip side, Andale's offense is big plays, big plays, big plays. And Holton's got to be able to stop those big plays, make tackles, make Andale drive the length of the field, see if you can force a turnover or two. Holton might need to win the turnover battle today to stay in this one.
As our pregame wraps up, we remind you our exclusive pregame sponsor is Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. The end of today's game, we'll pick a Giant Communications lineman of the game, as well as a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Holton in their white-topped jerseys today with the blue numerals and blue pants for head coach Brooks Sparta. Andale is black and black. Black helmets, black jerseys, and black pants. They have the gold trim and numbers for their head coach, Dylan Schmidt. He was an assistant the last time these teams played in 2013. And Holton set to get another shot, 3-0 against Andale all time. And today, trying to break the Indians' current 50-game win streak. The Andale seniors are 50-0, looking for one final win to close out their high school careers. Before we get set for the kickoff, we're going to head back down to the sideline, where Jake Spaulding, for the moment, is still currently dry. Jake?
Actually, Justin, that's why I'm calling to inform you that, no, the rain has begun here in Hutch. So as we get ready for this opening kickoff, just know that the weather's starting to turn just enough that the wind has picked up from the north and the rain is on its way.
All right, something that will certainly be a factor here as this game progresses. Andale will get the football first, so Matt Lears will kick it away, and the Andale Indians will return it and move from right to left on your radio dial. Holton be on defense first, a defense giving up 15.5 points per game. Holton's takeaways have been good, but not quite as good as Andale's takeaways have been, as Andale's defense has 29 takeaways so far this season. Back to return for Andale is Kelby Eck. And Matt Lears will put us underway here in the 3A state championship affair. Quick update, two other area teams. Nemaw Central set to kick off against Axtell over on 92.1. Nemaw Central against Kingman. Axtell started at 11 o'clock this morning, and they lead 54-28 at last check. Axtell and Newton trying to win a back-to-back eight-man state title. Hope you enjoy it here live from Hutch. Expect it to be a four-quarter game, but the start could be pivotal. And we're underway here in the 3A state championship. Lears high and deep with the kick. Andale into the end zone, and Kelby Eck will not bring it out. So a great kick by Lears. Jake, talking about the rain, there's a gentle wind as well, about 5, 10 miles an hour. We expect that to shift around towards the north a little bit. Looks like Andale will be going into that breeze here as they start first and 10 from their own 20.
And that's huge, because this Andale special teams unit has a lot of return touchdowns, both punt returns, kick returns. And you can put it into the end zone and get a touchback. That's a great start for the Holton Wildcats.
Wyatt Spexarth, senior quarterback. He's got Riley Marks, his senior fullback. Two other running backs, Cody Parthamer, a senior, and Owen Eck, a junior. Kelby Eck is the one wide receiver. Noah Bruce is the senior tight end. Up front, not huge. Only one guy over 225 pounds. They hustle the line of scrimmage. Quarterback runs around the right side. Big gang Spexarth, and held on to by Eli Hallauer, but leans forward and gets about 9 yards there on the first play. The quarterback, Spexarth, this season has only ran for 70 yards. And a good gain there on first down. The offensive lineman, Henry Eck, with two other juniors. He's the center. Cody Engelbrecht, the left guard. Ian Owad is the right tackle. And then two seniors, Jack Krause and Braden Weber, complete the offensive line for Andale.
Holton coming out in a five-man front, and they went up and put the backers up there, too, going to a six- and seven-man front on that first play.
Here's a quick pitch to the near side, and a first down, big hit, Matthew Lears, as crossing the 30 up to the 33, almost the 34-yard line. Running back for Andale is Gage Prosser, a junior, has over 600 yards. Riley Marks has over 600 rushing. Cody Partham with over 900 yards, but a lot of these guys for Andale, not gaudy offensive stats because a lot of them haven't played into the second half much this season. First down after two plays for the Indians.
They sprint up to the line. They snap the ball almost immediately. The defense has to be ready. Can't really shift pre-snap.
Bexarth hands it straight up the middle this time, and breaking a tackle is Prosser. Now the play blown dead, and looks like a procedure penalty here against Andale. Tank, you're talking about how they send the center and the receiver out of the huddle, and then the rest of the guys, the nine of them, get to that line real quickly, set, go, and they're off and going.
Yeah, and then after about four, five, six plays, they'll go on a hard count, trying to get the defense to jump off sides. Defensive front has to be so disciplined today. Seeing the ball, watching the ball, not listening to the snap count, being gap sound, assignment sound, and then you've got to fire off low. This offensive line for Andale is the story. Not huge, but they get off the ball so low and so quick. They're the straw that stirs the drink.
Holton and Coach Brooks Barta tried to implement what he called a college game plan this week. They're still trying to adjust defensively as Andale comes to the line on first and 15. Handoff straight ahead. A big pile this time. Shortest gain of the day so far for the Indians. Only a couple yards as Chase Boswell had double-digit tackles last week. The leading stopper for Holton. And also credit to the nose guard. One of five down linemen, a senior, Cooper Baxter, in on that stop.
And you're seeing the safeties for Holton really sneaking up there and playing at the line of scrimmage. Matthew Lears has been at the line of scrimmage almost each of the first three plays, four plays here, and he was in on that tackle as well. Now know that Andale will spread them out. That's what they're going to do here. They also will throw the ball.
Two receivers right, one to the left, and a little quick little screen pass to the right side. In the open, this is Prosser, tripped up just shy of the 40-yard line. It's going to set up a third down and nearly 5 yards to go. So Holton's got Cooper Baxter. They're bringing Charlie Gilliland and Rylan Ammon up on the outsides of that five-man front with Dalton Roush. And mentioned Baxter in the middle, Cooper Barnett as well. That leaves Gary Booth and Jace Boswell as the linebackers. Big play here on third and five. Andale to the line. Again, two receivers right, one left. Spexarth comes out from under center.
Went hard count
to the sideline. No even flinching there for Holton. Here's a give straight ahead. First down carry, and to the 50 into Holton territory goes the fullback, Riley Marks. Marks is a track champion, discus, javelin the last couple of years. Andale's track team has been phenomenal, winning 16 league titles in a row, 10 regional championships, and 8 state titles, and they convert straight up the middle run there on third and five.
Yeah, Riley Marks going to go Division I in something. Is it football? Is it track? Tremendous at both. Might be both. Might get to do both at the next level.
Andale into Holton territory at the 49. Here's Pexarth. First pass of the game. Has all day in the pocket. Still floating around at his own 40. Now throws it. It's wobbly, and it's completed to the 30-yard line just ahead of Matt Lears. Andale throws the pass and completes it to Cody Parthamer out of the backfield. His 10th catch of the season. And a big play as Pexarth had all afternoon to survey and find the open man.
Holton really selling out to stop the run, rather, and so Andale spreads him out, goes to the pass, and a lot of time there for Spexarth, and almost 1,000 yards passing for him this year, 27 yards on the pass and catch. A first down for Andale.
Complete 66%, going to pass again. He throws this one corner of the end zone, fade route going up, and it's incomplete. Eli Hallauer had coverage on that far side, as Hallauer and Hernandez are the corners currently, with Lears and Fletcher back as the safeties. It'll be second and 10, Andale at the 22-yard line of the Wildcats. Last year, Andale won the state title game, beating Frontenac, a team that Holton lost to in the semifinals. They beat Frontenac 53-0, did Andale a season ago for their third straight state title. Henry Eck first to the line of scrimmage, the senior. Now they're back in a tight formation. Three running backs. Quarterbacks want to keep this. It's Owen Eck who carries it and is inside Holton's 20 down near the 18. Barnett makes the stop for the Wildcats, and it'll bring up another third down. Second opportunity for the Holton defense on third down. This one's going to be third and almost six.
Yeah, definitely four down territory here for Andale. They punted one time this season, one punt for this offense, and now inside the 20-yard line. They do have a field goal kicker, but probably just for extra points. They'll be going for it on fourth down.
Ninth play of the drive, which started at their own 20 for Andale. Clock at 8 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Two receivers right, one to the left. I formation behind Spexarth. On third down and six, again a hard count. He steps out of there as Holton did not move. Holton with a three-man front. Spexhart to throw it out in the flat. He's got Prosser again through two defenders and stopped maybe just a yard short of the first down. As Holton did a better job of flying to the football, quicker stop there. It's going to bring up fourth down and one.
Saw that earlier. They like to get to the perimeter there. They see Holton really jamming up the middle. And now it's a fourth down play. The Holton fans on the far sideline come to their feet. Fourth down and two. Can the Wildcats get a huge stop on this opening drive?
Both teams expected to go for it a few times on fourth down today. Those conversions will be huge. Andell to the line. Tight formation. Fourth and short. And Holton jumps off sides. Baxter pounds his fist into the ground. He was one of a couple guys that moved for the Holton defensive line, and Andell going to get a first down here via the penalty.
I got it, a cheap one. They came out in a tight formation, probably going to run the ball between the tackles. Holton jumps off sides, and now it's first and goal at the 9-yard line. Costly penalty there inside the red zone.
Opening drive, and we're under 7.5 minutes remaining now here in this first quarter.
You get so antsy because you know you got to fire off, and then you listen to the snap count, and they jump offside.
Quick pitch to the left. A lot of blockers ahead. Getting around the corners, Parthamer, stiff arm, and he's tackled down at about the 6. Gary Booth and Matt Lears chased him down. Booth, the fourth leading tackler on Holton's defense, nearly 50 stops this season. Holton's got to do it 3 more times. It's now second and goal to go.
Caleb Hernandez coming up from that corner position as well and getting in on that stop. Corner's got to play physical. Hallauer, Hernandez, Schrick. Got to come up and play and make tackles at the line of scrimmage. Andale does like to attack the perimeter with that speed.
Couple substitutions for Andale as they bring into the ball game Owen Eck, who had gone out. They hustle to the line on second and goal. Here's the run for Eck, and the play blown dead. A false start, flag on the near side, and that's going to make it more difficult here in the red zone. With 6:40 to go in the first quarter, now second and goal, going to be at the 12-yard line for the Indians.
Andale gives 5 yards back, and it's the second time a false start on this drive. Both flags thrown by the head linesman on the far side. Over on the Holton sideline, Andale just getting a little bit of a quick start there.
Couple penalties against Andale on this possession. Holton won state titles in 2003, 2005, and the latest in 2012. Here's the spread look, and another flag, and maybe a timeout was called. It was by Andale coach Dylan Schmidt as a spread formation, and the first timeout called by either team here in this game. We'll take the timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. No score with almost half the first quarter gone by. Andale's opening drive continues in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnsonville in Holton is committed to their people for over 75 years and proud to be a part of the Holton community. Discover the advantages of joining the Johnsonville family by visiting jobs.johnsonville.com. Custom Creations in Holton, proud to support local area athletes. Congratulations to the Holton Wildcats on making it to the state championship football game. And don't forget Custom Creations when it's time for your letter jackets to get their patches. Custom Creations, locally owned and operated. Good luck to the Holton Wildcats.
Hello, this is Holton Wildcat senior Ashton Schrick, and I want to thank the community for all the support they have, and I want to thank the coaches. We are Holton.
Welcome back. Justin Flukmike tanking and Jake Spaulding with you after the timeout. Andale's got second and goal from the 12. They're on the football. They snap it. Spexar, quick pitch to the left. Cutting back in is Prosser, tackled as he dives at the 10, down near the 9. Charlie Gilliland made the stop. Four down territory. Their extra point kicker that Tank mentioned, probably not going to try field goals. Marlo Sullivan, 23 out of 29, just kicking PATs this season. So it's third down and goal to go here from the 9.
Gary Booth in on that tackle as well. So far, the linebacker's doing a good job of shedding blocks, getting to the line of scrimmage, and making tackles at the line of scrimmage. Four down territory. Got to think Andale may take a shot through the air at some point here on these next two plays.
Be disciplined. Watch the football. Over 6 minutes gone by. 13th play of the drive. Third and goal. And the halfback pass looking to chuck it. And now in some trouble at the 20. Hit and sacked back at the 16. It was a quick pitch to Jonah Meyer who wanted to throw. But Holton not fooled by the halfback pass. Two receivers in the end zone. Both were covered up. And Holton able to sandwich Meyer. Now fourth and goal back at the 16-yard line.
Off of 7 on the play. Tremendous discipline as Andale goes to the bag of tricks. Thought they might go to the air. They go to the air, but it's with a halfback pass, and nobody was open. Coming in and make the sack. I believe it was Rylan Ammon that finally got him down at the 16-yard line. Fourth and goal. Andale going for it. Holton fans on their feet. They know this is a huge play in this first quarter coming up. A 14-play drive. Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Andale needs 16 yards. Spexar throws out the pass. He's in flushed. He throws it back to the near sideline. It's caught by Riley Marks, who is into the end zone. Touchdown! 16 yards. Marks snuck out of the backfield. The quarterback rolling to the right. Spexar stops, throws it back across his body, and Marks wide open on the near side. It's a touchdown on fourth and goal for Andale from the 16. Backbreaker for the Cats.
Backbreaking, and you saw the crowd on this near side just explode as they saw Riley Marks slipping out of the backfield wide open. The ball was thrown up high in the air. It floated for a while, but Holton's defense still couldn't quite react in time. Tackled right at the goal line, and the strength of Riley Marks able to get it over the in line for a touchdown. Now the Wildcats jump off sides on the two-point conversion. They'll move it half the distance to the goal on the try.
Wyatt Spexarth with his 18th passing touchdown of the season to Riley Marks. And now they'll try for that two-point conversion, and then we'll see the Holton offense on the field. 4:50 on the clock. That was a 14-play, 80-yard drive. Andale overcame a pair of false start penalties and then scored on 4th and 16. Here's the two-point give, left side, and bouncing his way off a defender. Did he get in? It's very close. They say successful on the two-point conversion run. Cody Parthamer takes it in, and Andale's lead is 8-0 over Holton here in the first quarter. We'll take a break back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Zoyer Custom Building and Remodeling is proud to support local schools and community events. When you're thinking about remodeling a kitchen, renovations, or for bigger building projects from the ground up, call Gary Sawyer, 364-2425. Friendly, professional, and a local business. Sawyer Custom Building and Remodeling of Holton.
Voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Trails Cafe is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Try Cafe Q. And come on, you know you want to follow the trail to great food? Come by Trails Cafe, right off Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton senior Tristan McCann, and I want to thank the community for all that has scored over the years.
Welcome back as Andale leads Holton 8-0 here in the 3A state championship game in Hutch. 14 plays, 80 yards on the scoring drive, which is presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton.
So we talked about big plays in the pregame, Justin. The two biggest plays on that drive were both pass completion, 16 yards on the touchdown completion.
Return from the 20-yard line. It's Matt Lears across the 30 up to the 32. So Holton will have better starting field position, and we'll see the matchup of Holton's offense against a stingy Andale defense that's only allowed one score in the first quarter all this season. You mentioned during the break, Tank, good point. That drive for Andale was not easy. Took him 14 plays and a sneaky pass on 4th and 16 to be able to get points on the board.
Yeah, not able to do it between the tackles. They had to attack the perimeter. They had to go to the air four times, actually, on the halfback pass. And Holton's got too many guys on the field, and they've got to call a timeout, and Coach Brooks Barta is not happy.
So both teams have used one timeout here in the opening quarter, and we'll keep this one here. Holton's offense with a senior backfield. Matthew Lears at quarterback. Jace Boswell, the fullback. Garrison Booth and Jaden Fletcher are the tailbacks. We'll also see some of Ja'Kari Washington at fullback today. The tight ends are Charlie Gilliland and fellow senior Sam Miller, junior Jackson Bear. Up front for Holton, Cooper Baxter, the starting center. Fellow senior Tyler Phillips at a guard. The tackles are juniors Trevor Barnett and Abbott Hunley and Dalton Roush, rounding out Holton's offensive line. They'll play on the turf here and start on offense from their own 33.
Look for Holton to maybe mix up the formations a little bit today as they're going to split out a wideout. Sam Miller to the far side of the field on this first possession. Try to get one guy out of the box, play 10-on-10 instead of 11-on-11.
Overload that left side, a tight end that way, and Fletcher checks out of the backfield to the left side as well. First play for Holton is a quick pitch to Booth. Gary at the 30, makes a cut, delivers a blow, and gets up to about the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 3 yards before Carson Butts, a junior, the leading tackler and linebacker for Andale, makes the play on defense.
One thing that sticks out about Andale, obviously they fire off very quick, but their backers, their corners, and their safeties make quick reads. They read run, and they attack the line of scrimmage. You saw that there on the pitch.
Second down play for the Cats. Back to a tight formation, but they overload the left side of the line. Still with 3 men in the backfield, and they run it straight ahead, but tackled for no gain. It's Boswell, the fullback, met there at the line of scrimmage. And no gain. We'll make it third down and 10 now for Holton, that has only passed it 30 times for just under 400 yards this season. They've completed 13 passes. 11 have gone for touchdowns, but an uncomfortable play call here at third and 10.
Yeah, we saw a split end, and then we saw an unbalanced line. Not a lot of success on either play, third and long.
Unbalanced again to the left. Give to the fullback again on third and 10. Boswell gets a few yards, but not near enough. Up near the 37-yard line, it's going to be fourth down and 6. And Holton sends the punt team on the field for just the 9th time all season.
Right away, you see the trenches, and you see Jack Krause, and you see Braden Weber. Very quick. A lot of problems for that offensive line of Holton with the quickness of Andale on that possession.
Kelby Ector returned the punt, standing at his own 25. We'll get a sideline from Jake. Update here coming. Lears in punt formation from his own 25. Boots it away. It's angling off to the far sideline and going to go out of bounds. So they kick it away, but kick it out of bounds. Not a great punt there for Holton, and much better starting field position. Andale will have it at their own 38-yard line. Let's head back down and check in with Jake, who's on the far side.
Yeah, guys, the rain's picking up a little bit. The wind is picking up as well, and I can just tell you from this Holton sideline, after that 4th and 16, everything was going in a positive direction, and then as soon as the team came off, you saw Coach Brooks Barta and the assistant coach Brian Meerpool talking with the secondary, really encouraging them. Not really, you know, arguing or nobody's pointing fingers, just encouragement, expecting this next defensive possession.
Thanks, Jake. Andale from their own 38, leading 8-0, just over 3 minutes to go. And here's a give straight ahead. Ball is fumbled, and a big dunk pile. Holton sends
it
recovered at the Andale 40. An Andale team
that
turned it over just 8 times all season. But that's turnover number 9 as Charlie Gillen, 8-8, has the pigskin.
Just a simple fullback dive, and you saw the football pop out up into the air, down onto the turf, right in front of the Holton sideline. The hands went up, pointing the other direction. Fans standing up. The Wildcats get the ball at the 40-yard line of Andale. The first turnover goes the Wildcats' way.
Time to capitalize as Holton's offense got just 4 yards on their first 3 plays, but now in Andale territory. 2:57 to go in the opening quarter. Charlie Gilliland will split out as a wide receiver to the right. And out of the backfield checks Garrison Booth to the right. Andale trying to adjust. Here's the give on the right side, and it's Jaden Fletcher taking it down inside the 37-yard line, gaining 3, almost 4 yards. There is Jaden Fletcher. Fletcher's over 700 yards, so is Jace Boswell. Garrison Booth nearly 1,700 yards, and Matt Lear's not far behind all them with 561 on the ground this season.
Good gain on first down. Got ahead of the sticks. A good, healthy gain of 3.5 yards. The Wildcats will take that. 3.5 yards every play, and you'll move the football.
Back to the double tight end. Full wishbone set. Holton trailing 8-0 near opening quarter. Matt Lear's in the pistol, and Andale jumped across. It's going to be second down and 2 as the down lineman for Andale coming on a hard count there. That's the 3rd penalty against Andale here in this opening quarter. A discussion with the officials, but I don't know what the discussion is here.
Got to be encroachment. Nobody moved for Holton, surely. Hard count. Came into the neutral zone. Long discussion. What do we got here? Dead ball. False start. Oh, my. Really? Holton can't believe it.
I sure didn't see any white jerseys moving, but instead of 2nd and 3, it's now 2nd and about 12 yards to go. Holton behind the sticks now at the Andale 41-yard line. The clock moving here, 2:15 to go in the first quarter.
Unbalanced line again. We've seen it. This is the 3rd time now, an unbalanced line on the formation for Holton.
Matthew Lears awaiting the snap from Cooper Baxter. Holton pointing out blocks up front. Low snap. Lears fakes the handoff, wants to keep it around the left side. Matt to the 35, 30, first down. He's near the 25, and a couple players go sliding out of bounds through the turf, and looked a little wet out there as well. Everybody's okay right over by Jake, I believe.
I think that was a water bottle that got scrunched and a whole bunch of water went flying, perhaps. Gain of about 13
water
on the
bottle on the field and on the whole sideline, I should say. And as soon as that play got over, you saw a couple of coaches come over and ask the kids, make sure your water's behind us.
That's Jake. First down for Holton. They have it at the Andale 29-yard line. Nearing the red zone here and needing a score to capitalize on a takeaway. Give it to the 2nd man through. It's Fletcher. Nice cutback. 25. Fletcher Fletcher makes the man miss at the 20. He's got a first down to the 17-yard line. Jaden Fletcher, and the Cats will move the sticks for the second time. They're in the red zone here late, first quarter.
Couple little wrinkles that we're seeing. Holton really going with that unbalanced line a lot again on that play. Also, we saw a quarterback keep around the perimeter with Matthew Lears with a lead blocker. Just a few different wrinkles, giving Andale some different looks, things that they have not seen on film all year.
Charlie Gilliland tight end left, Jackson Bear on the right. Booth and Fletcher in the backfield behind Boswell. Lears on first and 10 from the 17. Gets the snap, gives it to the fullback, and Holton not getting anything to that give. First man through. Tackle made quickly by Jonah Meyer, who's listed as a defensive end. Really just three down linemen for Andale. Kind of a 3-4 look. Give Boswell a gain of one there on first down.
And you continue to go to the fullback. You may not get him any more than a yard or two, but you've got to keep the defense honest. You've got to make sure those backers are respecting the fullback. A yard there is fine on first down.
Second and 9, just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Andale leads 8-0. Fake to the fullback, give it to Fletcher. No, quarterback keep, and Lears tackled. Man, a one-on-one tackle in the open field. Lears couldn't get around the corner that time. Great play by Tegan Orth. He's the corner on the far side and made a great open field one-on-one play. Holton's going to have third down and 9.
Yeah, no gain on the play, and if he can slip that tackle, there's running room. That's a one-on-one tackle in the open field against Matthew Lears, a very athletic runner for the Holton Wildcats, and Orth with a tremendous open field tackle. He knew it. Celebrated after the hit. Third down and long.
Holton's ninth play of the game on offense. Trailing 8-0. Lears goes on a hard count. Nobody moves. Second man through. Fletcher shifts to the left. Cuts back. He's at the 15. Down to the 13. And now big decision for Coach Brooks Barda. A field goal try by Matthew Lears or going for it. It's fourth down and still about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, huge decision here. It's on the far hash. It would be about a 30-yard field goal from the hash. And the Wildcats thinking it over here. Barta's still looking out there at the huddle.
They're going to let the first quarter end.
Absolutely.
Final 3 seconds come off the first quarter.